from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Trump administration is making a dramatic change to the way cannabis is classified in America. It will now be reclassified as a Schedule 3 drug, a move that eases restrictions but does not legalize marijuana at the federal level. The American Trade Association for Cannabis and Hemp says the Republican president's action is the most significant federal advancement in cannabis policy in decades. One of the biggest party store retailers is making a triumphant return to New Jersey.
A year after filing for its second bankruptcy and shuttering all of its stores, Party City returns, showing up inside more than 700 Staples stores in New Jersey and around the country and online. That means customers will be able to find party decor, tableware, gift bags, favors, and more with a chance to create personalized invitations, banners, yard signs, and posters through Staples print services. There are 52 Staples stores in New Jersey. To find out if there's a Party City inside, visit staples.com/Party City. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey. 101.5 News.
A Willingboro councilwoman is refusing to apologize after saying Mexicans know what to do with grass. Councilwoman Rebecca Perron, who says she's Guatemalan and Puerto Rican, insists she didn't offend anyone and only the devil will listen to that comment and try to throw dirt on it. The controversy unfolded 2 weeks ago when township officials were looking for a company to do landscaping. Perron tried to praise the landscapers who did work on her home, saying certain cultures of people just know what they're doing and Mexicans know what to do with grass. New Jersey News brought to you by Shin Brothers Jewelers. Shin Brothers is retiring and everything must go. Diamonds and genuine gemstones priced below cost. Engagement rings, fine jewelry, gold chains, and more. Get to Shin Brothers in Edison on Route 1 in Wick Plaza today. Don't wait. More info at shinjewelers.com. New Jersey child care advocates recently shared a blueprint urging lawmakers to help make child care more affordable and accessible for every family that needs it. Start Strong New Jersey co-chair Winifred Smith-Jenkins says early childhood educators must be compensated like the professionals.
We need to build a no-cost, high-reward career pathway. So we need to ensure that early childhood educators have access to scholarships, apprenticeships, and earn while you learn programs.
She says when families can't afford care and instead cut back hours or leave the workforce, the state's economy loses productivity and talent. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is rain on the way? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The nicest days in the forecast are today and tomorrow. Now, the lousiest, rainiest, coolest day is going to be Saturday. So it's time to start adjusting your weekend plans accordingly. We've got great sunshine. It's dry today, breezy and mild. Highs this afternoon around the Garden State, 70 to 75 degrees. Tonight stays quiet. It'll be comfortably cool with a few clouds building in, lows around 50. And tomorrow will be an okay weather day, just a bit cooler. Highs in the lower to mid 60s with sun and clouds and maybe an isolated sprinkle. Saturday, we're going to see rain for most of the day. It'll turn cloudy, breezy, and just miserably cool as temperatures fall into the 40s. Sunday, still a chance for morning showers, then turning brighter and a bit warmer. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
62 in Jersey City, Woodbridge 66, also 66 in Pemberton. Weather is brought to you by Williams Lifts. If someone you love struggles with stairs, even a beautiful day can feel out of reach. That's where a ramp can change everything. Brings back freedom, independence, and peace of mind for them and for you. Just go online and visit williamslifts.com. Fast traffic, instant weather. It's every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.